Right diet in the reality way of Adidham is not based in problem and search. Right diet in the reality way of Adidham is based in lawfulness. Fundamentally, it is the practice of assuming that you do not have a problem of health. Rather, you have an obligation for health, and not a problem to be corrected. When the body's functioning is limited in any way, yield the body to the lawful situation in which the condition may be set right, rather than presuming a problem and seeking a solution. The practice of right diet in the reality way of Adidham is a searchless practice, not a search for cure. The search for cure through diet, whether a raw diet or any other systematic approach to diet, is a fascinated preoccupation of many people in the present day. In the reality way of Adidham, however, diet is simply an ordinary practice and an aspect of the larger practice of right life discipline. The first approach to all health issues is always to self-responsibly correct the body and apply lawful right discipline to it. Part of the process of the practice of right life in the reality way of Adidham is time. One establishes the lawful practice and then allows the body time to show its signs. The process of right life is allowed to unfold, because through right discipline, the body's energies have been set free to show their lawful signs. However, the lawful practice of diet and of health altogether is a process of observation and examination, and is not necessarily spontaneously corrective of all health issues. The healing arts are an important aid to the body if resistive conditions are still observed in the body over time. The obsessive and fanatical seeking approach that looks for magic cures is not the approach I give to my devotees in the reality way of Adidham. If there is to be well-being, the body must be yielded to its unified circumstance in the unity of its natural domain. How is that yielding accomplished? Simply by establishing the lawfulness of bodily discipline. The body is a food process. In the traditions of India, the body is called the food body. Fundamentally, it does not need to be cured. One needs simply to stop bothering the body with self-indulgent habits of life. Stop throwing it out of balance. Stop maintaining it unlawfully. The principle of searchlessness relative to diet and well-being is unique to my instruction to my devotees. I have criticized seeking in all its forms since the first day of my formal work of teaching. Therefore, my criticism of seeking applies to all the searches for cure and all the fanaticism relative to diet that may be found in today's marketplace. People are always ready to work on their problem, whatever it might be. In reality, you are your own problem. And that is why you are always functioning as if you have one. The problem-free or searchless approach to discipline, rather than the search for a solution to a problem, is the principle of right life practice in the reality way of Adidham. This is not to imply that healing effects do not appear in the body when the principles of right diet are applied. Yes, healing may occur, but not because you have found the magic substance, the secret ingredient for which you are always seeking. When you accept the discipline of lawfulness that I describe, healing is a spontaneous manifestation of the bodily life. Fundamentally, you leave the body alone. You observe its signs, rather than trying to manipulate it into well-being.